Good evening and welcome. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. It is 5:30 p.m. Time for the regularly scheduled Bullhead City Council meeting. Can I get a roll call?
All council members are present.
Thank you. Our invocation tonight will be led by Pastor Earl Johnson from the Spirit Life Church. If you would like to join us, please stand. Guess I'm wrong. Okay, Captain, can you stand in for us here?
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day here in Bullhead City. We thank you for our city leaders, our staff, and as well as our police department, Lord, that they stand in the gap to protect and serve and to lift up this community. I thank you so much for the time that I've been able to serve here, just seeing the growth and the love, the individuals who have been here to just upkeep the city and make it the best it can be. I just pray that you'll continue to guide us all to move into the direction that will best serve your people. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We had a presentation scheduled, but unfortunately a mishap occurred with one of our presenters, and we're going to move that to the next council meeting. Having said that, we will go directly into call to the public. Call to the public is open for citizens wishing to address the council on issues within the jurisdiction of the city, but issues that are not listed on tonight's agenda. When you approach the podium, please state your name clearly for the record. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per individual. If you are speaking on behalf of a group that is present here with you, please notify the vice mayor so that he can add an appropriate amount of time for a total of 5 minutes. If your comments relate to an item on tonight's agenda, please wait until that item is called for discussion to address the council. At the conclusion of call to the public, individual members of the council may respond to criticism made by those who have addressed the council, may ask for staff to review a matter, or that a matter be placed on a future agenda. However, members of the council cannot discuss or take legal action on items that are not already on the agenda. Thank you. Who's first?
Captain John Burks, Bullhead City, the Salvation Army, Mayor Head, council members, and staff. I have some sad news in case you haven't heard. My wife and I have been reassigned to the Mesa Corps effective on the 15th of this month. That means we are already in transition and packing and busy doing that. There is a more transition that's happening. Captain Stacy Atanovich, who is currently at the Mesa Corps as an associate Corps officer, will be coming here to lead the Bullhead City Corps as the Corps Corps officer. In transition to help that, we have hired a Corps assistant that will help with the different programming as well as social services at the location. The Salvation Army is, if you haven't heard, closing the thrift store. It hasn't been doing well since past COVID times, and it's not serving to help the social services at this time. We are going to continue a clothes closet during that time. As donations come in, we'll keep the best of those items to help those groups that we've helped for so long. We'll continue to help the Veteran Affairs as we have a contract with them through the transition, as well as continue with food boxes and showers as needed. In order for the transition, there will be time that the inside of the building will be almost totally remodeled, which will become come through your guys's jurisdiction for different permits and such. Our hope is to revitalize the building to help promote youth, more youth programming, as well as a more robust social service food program, which is called a food choice pantry. Our hope is that we will eliminate waste for individuals, a food that comes in, that they can choose what they want, almost like a supermarket. It has been tried and tested in many regions throughout the western United States, including Washington, some here in Arizona, and in New Mexico. And it's a great program to allow individuals to come in and choose what they need and what they're going to use. This transition is probably going to take months to happen, as we are going to focus on one side of the building and then move on to the next side of the building. But I just want to make sure you knew all the updates from my mouth before you may have heard it or have already heard it from others. I want to thank you so much. It's been a blessing to serve this community and all those a part of it. God bless you all.
Thank you. Next.
Bart Anderson, Bullhead City. Thank you, Mayor, City Council, and staff. I'd like to begin with a little background and why, or I'll be reading this so I don't stumble through it and I can get through it. So as a baby boomer, many times I apologized to my family for not paying closer attention to government affairs and allowing our government to lose control, become corrupt, and spend beyond its means. I can't fix what's behind me, but I can do my best to engage and pay close attention moving forward. Several weeks ago, I decided to take a deeper look into the role of government. That search took me in several directions, one of which was a sermon by a pastor in Texas. I found it very enlightening, so I sent it to Toby, Mayor Head, Rich Lettman, asking if they had the time and interest to watch it, and if so, share their thoughts. Toby kindly took the time to watch it and sent me a thoughtful, well-reasoned reply. I did receive a response from Mayor Head. After that exchange, I wrote back, and I'd like to share in part of my response. This has been very abbreviated to try to get this in my 3 minutes, but I wrote, Toby, thank you for taking the time to view the video and for your response. I know how busy you are, and I sincerely appreciate that you took the time for this. I believe that every level of government has overstepped its boundaries and has a natural tendency to grow beyond its intended purpose. To me, the role of government is fairly straightforward: to establish laws and codes, to enforce those laws and codes, to ensure the safety of its citizens, to collect and distribute taxes, to adjudicate disputes, and to manage our shared infrastructure. I think most people in Bullhead would share these views. When the government ventures off into buying golf courses, restaurants, and meeting centers, I believe this goes beyond its proper role. These kinds of investments should be left to the private sector. A recent example is the council's unanimous vote to purchase Chaparral. I believe most citizens would agree that if this issue had gone to a public vote, it likely would have not passed. Frankly, I was shocked. Most residents don't want their tax dollars spent on a small local golf course. What people truly need are tax reductions so they can afford life's basic needs. I didn't make it. I got real close, though. Thank you.
Next.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, City Administration. Welcome, Chief. I'm Larry Tuenforce with the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club. By the way, spending 31 years with Bullhead City Fire Department, you put on a fantastic national night out last week. But the reason that I'm here is our Kiwanis Club is going to do a community Christmas caroling celebration December 6th, right after the Boombox Parade, the next night, in the John and Olivia McCormick Pavilion. The first Christmas song will start at 6 o'clock. Our morning club is producing 24 Christmas songs in a booklet that will be given out to everybody who arrives, and they can take them home and keep the idea going. We're also going to give out free hot chocolate that night. We'll have Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus with a nice big backdrop so people can take pictures of all their kids, or their kids can take pictures of the adults. The choirs from Mojave High School and Desert Star Academy will be on stage joining us. Also, the Hope United Methodist Choir will also be participating. Our Kiwanis District Lieutenant Governor Dr. Terry Coyle will serve as the Master of Ceremonies, and Bullhead City Mayor Rodney Head will make a brief opening statement. Grab your kids, grab a blanket, a little flashlight, come and sing to your heart's desire. Partnering with us in this adventure is the City of Bullhead City, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Daniel Septic Tanks, Salvation Army, who just left, and White Orchid Nails. So I hope you'll join us that night. It should be a fun night. According to our city emergency services director, he sees about 600 people sitting out there in the grass singing Christmas carols. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.
Scotty from Bullhead. On April 30th, 2025, I put in a public records request and haven't heard back from them. But I wonder why. The police department called me and said some reports are ready. I get over there, they won't tell me what they are, but they still want, and they wanted to charge me $20 for the damn things. I'm not paying for something I don't know what it's for, and they wouldn't tell me. Or maybe it was the time I called 911. 911, you know what that is? They wouldn't respond to my address and my call, a 911 call, for 3 friggin' hours! Or my election signs were messed with, you guys wouldn't do anything about it. And he got away with a bunch of election signs BS. Or maybe it was the arson fire I had in my truck that you wouldn't investigate. I have 3 more names and a phone number. But no! You're not going to investigate them. What the heck? Or maybe it was a locker that my storage locker got broken into. The guy comes across the street and his house was broken into. And that cop, a sergeant, wouldn't read. Oh, it was awful. I'm sick and tired of this crap. And I'm back in Captain Harms to be sitting in that seat over there. But something needs to happen with this. I want a grand jury, which we don't have in this county. And I'm telling you something, Mayor. You stopped me last time, which you didn't get in the minutes. I wanted all the minutes where he stopped me from asking for the boundaries down there. That had everything to do with this golf course thing. I want to know where the boundaries were. And you cut me off and said that's going off the agenda. Boom! I want it word for word. Oh, and Tammy, do I have time?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I'll never trust you again for your low-life dealings with the Catholic Charity. I don't know. You need to answer us. Something happened there. For you to change your mind, you were dead set about giving them a penny, and you did your little dance up here, your routine. But you changed your mind, and all of a sudden you were all with them giving the $107,000 before you said you wouldn't give them a penny. And that's the same kind of crap you did when you had the police department over at your house, getting the homeless off your property with all your bags up there, remember that? But they wouldn't show up, and they tried to arrest me. When I talk about the assholes.
Here's time's up. Thank you, Scotty.
Next.
Not
Reagan, Bullhead City. That's certainly always a tough act to follow. The purpose for me coming up today is because I first concur 100% with Mr. Anderson, and his statement was eloquent, to the point, factual. Can you hear me now? Okay. So basically, I, you know, 100% concur. City government of any kind, local, state, federal, should not be in the business of competing with business. They need to be in the business of doing government with government. And to that degree, you know, taking over these properties, and I would say somewhat silently, and getting, you know, the beat on it long before the public has, i.e. the Daily News building sale. That got bought before anything ever knew about it, and the next thing you know, it's in the paper, the city bought it. And then they're changing plans about building the Canine Center. Then you got Chaparral, same thing. I agree. They apparently went to the city thinking the city is in the best position. But like I said last time, the Bell, I mean, you can't use it 6-7 months out of the year because they're charging you $25, which you made $662,000 off of, and I'd like to know where that's going to go. And in the meantime, I can't use it, but I paid taxes on it, and I'm paying for all the purchases that you guys do. I don't use a golf course, but again, a purchaser. And as a city resident, you know, my tax dollars are going to it. So it is up for debate. You guys have to make a lot more of this stuff more public and let the public have more input into what we're buying as a county and a city. Let me rephrase that, just as a city. So in closing, I know I only have 58 seconds left. Let's do a better job with that. Let's just be in business to be in government, take care of the people as they should, not own businesses. Because, you know, as it is, I'm competing with Live, Love, Bark. You guys got a line item budget, and you're still taking nonprofit dollars. How does that make sense? You're a city with a budget. Doesn't. But I got to fight for every damn nickel that comes out there. And it's getting fewer and less every year. And that is pretty much the angst of my evening tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next. Seeing no one rise, we'll move on. Any modifications to the agenda? Seeing none, I'll take a waiver motion.
Mr. Mayor, excuse me, I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading in full of all ordinances and resolutions presented for adoption at this meeting.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Manager's report.
Yeah, good evening, Mayor Head, council members, good evening. A few items to present this evening. The first, we were going to have a lifeguard presentation from our water rescue team. An emergency came up, so we'll have to move that to a future meeting. So we'll skip over that for now. I would like to officially introduce our interim police chief, Danny Sharp, who's here this evening. I think he's had a chance to meet all of you. He was at the National Night Out meeting a bunch of our residents as well. You may know, may not know, but he comes to us with 33 years of law enforcement experience. He served as the chief of police for Oro Valley from 2000 to 2020. And before that, he was with the Tucson Police Department from 1978 to 2000, where he had many roles, including the assistant chief of police, the police captain, police lieutenant. And with the retirement of Chief Treves, I thought it was important that in the interim, we had someone who could come in and look at the department from a different angle. I've heard at the podium a couple times now that, you know, Captain Harms should be in that seat. Captain Harms is doing a great job, as Captain Harms has always done. I support Captain Harms, and he's going to continue being the captain, doing the job that he's hired to do right now in the community. But it's an opportunity for us to have an interim chief look at the totality of the organization, and I've asked Mr. Sharp through the interim period to analyze the department and again report back to me and all of you in the community what's working well, what are we doing well in the budget, what do we need to fund more, what are things the department could improve upon. So almost like a daily SWOT analysis. What are our strengths, weaknesses, you know, threats? Do an assessment and look at the totality of the department. Of course, it's great having a mayor who was in that seat at one time. So when we get into the budget processes, of course, our mayor has a lot to say about that, as and many of you have a lot of experience in that. But I would, again, without delay, I'd like to ask Mr. Sharp if he'd like to say a few words. But certainly, I'm proud to have him here with us. As we recruit a new chief, we will be recruiting and are recruiting a new chief. I've mentioned that at the last couple meetings. It takes time to do that, and we believe we will get a great chief to come in and run the organization. But for now, I'm very happy with the talent, the expertise, the wisdom of Mr. Danny Sharp. So, Danny, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Cotter. Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the public, it's certainly a pleasure to be here. I have thoroughly enjoyed my first 2 weeks and 2 days. It's been a great reception that I've had from the community, from the department, from mayor and council, and the administrative staff. I'm here to say and proud to say that this is a fantastic community, very supportive of the police department. It's a fantastic police department, very supportive of the community in providing the service that a municipal police department should be providing to its citizens and residents. So I look forward to working with all of you, the public, and when I leave here, however long that's going to be, my commitment to you is it's going to be left in a better place than I found it, and we're going to be moving forward while I'm here, and I look forward to assisting with the transition of your permanent police chief. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danny. Next on my report, thank you. I want to talk just a little bit about our summer boating statistics. I know you've maybe read a little bit in the paper, have seen some things along the way, but I'll just kind of throw it all out there today for the council. One thing that doesn't appear on the report, but I know some of you had asked me about, is how many police responses to the non-beach areas, those river access points that we've talked about throughout the past few months. So there were 140 police visits to those water access points, 10 arrests, and a number of warnings. So if someone says we never go to those river access points, we've gone 140 times this summer, and we have issued citations to people who are doing things they shouldn't have been doing. Speaking of that, as far as the river this summer, and this is just Bullhead City PD, not the other agencies, although I would contend we are the only agency that's really out there giving the preponderance of tickets, not taking anything away from Nevada or Arizona Game and Fish and Nevada Wildlife. They are out there, especially Nevada Wildlife, but the Coast Guard, the county, I'm sorry to report, they're just not doing the job that that we are on this river. There were 49 accidents, a variety from small to big. But, you know, to our benefit, the fatalities were zero and from accidents. There were a couple drownings that weren't related to accidents. 115 citations issued. There were 57 OUI arrests this year on the river. And I think Chief Sharp can convey to his staff, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of activity on the river, and that's keeping people safe and protecting lives. That's a significant increase from last year, which was 26. So good job to the chief and the department for keeping those waterways safe. There were over 100 rescues from our police department that were independent of the lifeguards. And when we see the lifeguard reports, the water safety reports, the beach security, the firm that we hire to do that, there's several thousand contacts that they have. Now that might sound like a lot, but sometimes it's just helping someone who fell into the water back onto their jet ski. Sometimes it's helping someone fix their life jacket, but sometimes it's actually, and a lot of times it's clear rescues, and they were gonna talk about that tonight during their presentation, how you know, in some of the drownings, they were the first people on scene and helping people. So you'll hear more about the lifeguards throughout the course of time and during our budgetary process and others. But the lifeguards and our water rescue folks provided a great summer. It was a safe summer overall. You think 49 accidents, well, that's not safe, but with the thousands of boaters that are on our waterways, including hundreds on any given Saturday, it's quite a feat to keep that river safe. As far as the revenue goes, $622,000 was generated at Community Park. We did sell 43 passes to folks in Fort Mojave, Needles, Laughlin, and Mojave Valley. That's not many, but it's something, and maybe in the future that will grow. The busiest day of the year was the 4th of July, where we collected just under $32,000. We also, surprisingly that day, being so busy as it was, there were 735 cars that came in from Bullhead City. So if someone says locals don't go to the beach on the 4th of July, that's just not true. There were about half of the visitors to the park that day were from Bullhead City. It's a good number. It's a busy park. It was a busy day for us. We handled it very well. So that was the busiest weekend, was the 4th of July. Last year, Labor Day was busier. This year, Labor Day was still busy. At Rotary Park, we did charge on the 4th of July and Labor Day, and that garnered about $17,000. And I want to just explain, you know, why the decision was made on those days. It came from our residents. The people who live around the park asked if we could implement a parking system or a fee because they were getting inundated with people who found it to go to the free park. So it did help limit some of that. And of course, the $17,000 covered our cost to clean the park and maintain the park and do all the things in the park. The rentals at the parks generated over $75,000 from the rental of the Ramadas. The River Shop, which was in the Chamber of Commerce, where we sold a variety of things from ice to water shoes, generated about $70,000 in sales, just over $70,000 in sales. Where does all that money go? It goes back into Community Park. You see a splash pad, you see new beaches, you see all the improvements that are being made, the ADA ramp that was just installed. So as we get into the budgetary process, we have a revenue source to pay for those things annually. So when people say, where does the money go? The money goes back into the park. That is our goal with those revenues collected. Any questions from council? I know we threw a lot there. Okay. A couple other quick items from me. Just want to point out that the Veterans Day Parade is coming up. That's always an awesome event. And so it's just around the corner on November 11th. So check out their Facebook page or website to learn more about it. Call the rec offices at the city if you'd like more information as well. And then just after that, on Friday, December 5th, the Women's Council has the Boombox Parade. Last year, there were, I can't, you know, have a true estimate, but over 5,000 people, I'm guessing, that were watching that parade and participating in the parade overall. The Veterans Parade is a little bit less, but we can, as a community, get more people out to the Veterans Day Parade. So we'll keep hyping those up and getting people involved. If you want to do the Veterans Day Parade, call the City Rec Office. If you'd like to get involved in the Boombox Parade, call Jennifer Portwood. And you can find her information at the Women's Council website. With that, speaking of websites, I'd like to ask Mackenzie just to talk a little bit about the city's new website and what he's drummed up in the new website.
Thank you, Toby, Honorable Mayor and Council. For those who are watching, my name is Mackenzie Covert. I'm the Public Information Officer for the City of Bullhead City. And over the last year or so, I've had the great pleasure of working with over a dozen employees across our city departments, working really hard in launching a brand new Bullhead City website. We launched on September 29th, bullheadcityaz.gov, the new replacement for the former bullheadcity.com. So that is your home on the internet where you can conduct all of your normal business with the city government, whether that is watching council meetings online or finding the next city event or paying your utility bill. All of those things that you used to do at .com can now be done at bullheadcityaz.gov. As promised, this is the most beautiful, easiest to use, most mobile friendly, most accessible website that we have ever had. And as promised, it continues and will continue to get better as we go on. If you go and visit the website today, at the very top of the page, you will see a form. This, we're asking for any feedback. So if you find a broken link, if you find a typo, some incorrect information or something that doesn't appear to be working correctly, you just click on that little form. You can fill out some information that gets sent to me in an email, and we get it sorted out. So we've had maybe a dozen or so over the last week of those forms come in. Most of them have been very small fixes, a few people looking to find some of the most important information, and a handful of people have submitted the form because it was easier to find that form than it was to find our Bullhead City Direct app. And so they were reporting things that weren't actually the website, but, you know, potholes and things like that. In addition to that, actually totally lost train of my thought. I was really proud of the fact that one of the requests that we did get with our form was just somebody complimenting us, and they said that we did a really good job with the website. So that made me feel real good, and I want to kind of pass that on to the team behind me that worked on this. It was a huge labor of love, and we put a lot of work into that, and I think all of the departments and all the people who worked on that should be very proud. At this point in time, I think the most important information that I can be sharing with you, that you can be sharing with your constituents, is that it's a new web domain. So at bullheadcityaz.gov is a big change from .com. So we did what we could to make that as seamless as possible. We put in place a redirect. So right now, today, if you type in bullheadcity.com into your browser, you will get directed to az.gov. But that is not a permanent thing. We are, very shortly going to be launching a new website for bullheadcity.com that's going to be special events and lifestyle and interesting things about our community. And that's going to be, that is the project of our marketing, tourism, and sponsorship department. To the best of your ability, make sure that everyone knows that from now on they need to be typing in bullheadcityaz.gov. And Google is slow, it's lagging in terms of it takes time for it to crawl a website, for it to forget that bullheadcity.com is no longer the primary place. So if you're doing searches through any search engine, you're going to continue to find links to bullheadcity.com. And if you were to go to those today, you're going to end up on the 404 page of the bullheadcityaz.gov page. So it's just a transition. It'll sort itself out over time. In the meantime, we're doing everything we can to let people know that we have a new website. With that said, I stand for any questions.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Mackenzie. Next on my report, Pavers for Pets. That is a live website. Bricks are for sale right now for pavers to be placed in front of the new shelter. As the city looks at sponsorships and revenue to sustain the new animal shelter, one of the things that was brought up actually was brought up by a resident who called my office and said, hey, how about we place some bricks in front of the animal shelter? So the website is live. It's under Bricks R Us, donor site, Live Love Bark. We'll send that out in a press release for people to get and put that out on social media for those individuals who would like to buy a brick, a paver, for themselves, for their business, for someone to honor. And as we continue to raise funds to support the shelter, this is not unique to us. Shelters across the country raise funds to name kennels, name buildings, everything from donations and beyond. So far, the city has been offered and received $160,000+ from just one donor. We believe the pavers will generate hundreds of sales for people who want to help support really what is turning into a first-class, world-class shelter that will be here for generations to come. And having some of those sponsorship dollars make a big difference in the life of those cats and dogs and other friends that come into the shelter in the near future. Finally, on my report, I have a watermelon and a squash that was grown right here in Bullhead City. Lori Thompson, who's the treasurer of the Bullhead City Community Garden, stopped over yesterday. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see her, but she dropped these off for us. This comes out of the community garden. I'm told this is the first watermelon and the first squash, if you believe that. I mean, Lori can let you know if that's true or not. But probably a marketing ploy, too, so I would bring it to the city council and tell everybody that the garden is open, people are growing things, it's a great community opportunity. If you want to learn more, it's bhgarden.org, bhgarden.org, and you too can grow your own squash and watermelon and other great things over at the community garden. So check it out if you get a chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter. Mayor and council members' reports on current events. We'll start down at this end. Nothing.
Am I allowed to comment on something that Mr.
No.
Cotter said?
No, sir.
I thought we had to wait until that came up before we could comment on it.
Only if it's an agenda item, and that's not an agenda item.
Well, it was on the agenda. That's why I asked.
No, it's not an action item on the agenda. So it's not a public comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. October 5th through 11th is Fire Prevention Week, and I would like to echo the importance of the proclamation declared at the last city council meeting. I encourage all residents to be aware of how many lithium batteries you have in your home. Read instructions for safe charging. When it comes time to dispose of your lithium batteries, do so properly at hazardous waste drop-off locations.
I have one quick comment. I'd like to say thank you to all of the vendors and everyone who showed up at farmers markets this past weekend. I thought it was great, and everybody I talked to enjoyed themselves. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. Scotty, I'd like to reply to you. You've kind of backed me in a corner where I have to defend myself. What you said was either a lie or just misinformation. That land, that tent that I brought in, was not on my land. There was no police. That's a lie. The other thing, the Catholic Charities, yes, I did not want to. I made that very clear. You can thank the rest of your council members. I said no. I was outnumbered. So I came back with a solution that I could come up with. That's it. So your information was wrong, and you actually owe me an apology. Thank you. There it is. There's my apology.
Councilmember Dahlman. Thank you. I have no comments. We'll move on to any items to be withdrawn from the consent agenda. Seeing none, I'll take a motion.
Motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 6.
Item number 6, discussion and possible action to approve a construction contract with Perco Rock Company of Cedar City, Utah for the Safeway right-hand turn lane improvement project in an amount not to exceed $2,536,703.40, and authorize the city manager or his designee to execute the contract and issue resultant payments on behalf of the city.
Mayor Head, council members, we've got three right turn lanes on the agenda this evening. This is a fantastic opportunity for us to move forward in improving not only transportation on Highway 95, but it will improve transportation, save lives, and make our corridor safer. As part of the general discussion, though, I think we owe it to you and the community to talk finances first. So it's related to the agenda item, certainly, because as you may recall, the city received $8 million from the state of Arizona last year. And with that, we've done a series of right turn lanes, and you've got a few more on the agenda tonight. So we just want to explain first and foremost how these are being paid for, what we've spent so far, and how much is left in the bank. That way, as you consider these right turn lanes, I think you'll feel very good about where we've come from and where we're going. So I'll ask Angie just to walk you through what we've spent so far and what we have left in our bank account once we approve these projects.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter, Mayor and Council. A couple of these projects that I'm going to go over for tonight's items. Safeway right turn lane project, the bids came in at $2.821,461. That's not total bids, though. That's design, engineering, that's also testing, and the construction project itself. So these are like a lump sum of three items. Highway 95 and Laughlin Ranch Boulevard right turn lane, total project with design, engineering, and or design, testing, and the construction project, $597,100. Thunderstruck right turn lane, that project did come in under budget. We had no change orders or anything on the project. The total project was $401,609. Mojave right turn lane, that one, contractor looks at starting probably the end of October, early November. We're just waiting for poles and stuff to come in, and as soon as they get them, we'll start that project. The total project cost to date, or will be, is $418,570. Central Rising Sun Sterling, the total project was $526,540. That's design, testing, and all of that. One project that we have under design right now is Meadows Drive. That one for the design is around $49,000. We still have to get, you know, bids and all of that. But the funding that we received from the state of Arizona was $8 million. Total to date that we have expense for is $4,760,355.20. We have a remaining balance of $239,644.80.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. So, Council, what does that mean? It means we can do Safeway, we can do Laughlin Ranch. Developer will be funding the other one, which you'll hear about later in the agenda. And we still have $3.2 million left to do Mojave and other right turn lanes. I promise you, this wouldn't be done by other agencies. This is because of our bidding environment, great contractors, great staff, and the state of Arizona giving us that money. So we'll probably be thanking our representatives, Leo Biasucci and John Gillette, at a future meeting, because they're a big reason why we have this $8 million and why we're able to do these projects. Can't stress it enough. Our former council members, our former Mayor D'Amico, did a ton of work to get us that money. And at the end of the day, when we spend that other $3.2 million on other right turn lanes, people will look at it and say, how did you get all that work done for that $8 million? Because I can show you other projects throughout the state where $8 million didn't get anywhere near what we're getting. So that being said, we're ready to move forward with these projects tonight. We'll still have $3.2 million. We'll be coming back to you for more right turn lanes. So this particular agenda item is talking about Safeway. As you recall, even before some of the new council members were on board, some of you may have been in the audience, we actually workshopped this Safeway right turn lane, because it's such a massive project. It entails all the way from Wells Fargo to the intersection where Safeway meets Terrible's. It includes new turn lanes, eliminating a dangerous access point. It's really going to benefit the community to have this right turn lane installed, basically making a third lane from Wells Fargo all the way down to the intersection where Safeway meets Terrible's. Angie has a map that she can show on the TV. You all may have that in front of you. And so let's dig right into this particular bid.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter, Mayor and Council. Tonight I ask for your approval to go into contract with Perco Rock. This project we had advertised August 20th, September 3rd, and September 10th. We opened bids on the 17th of September. We received two bidders, and Perco was our low bidder. I'll just kind of go over the project a little bit. So from right to left on the screen, right is like where Wells Fargo's at, so it's a southbound right turn lane. The existing driveway between Wells Fargo and Black Bear Diner will be a full access driveway. The next driveway that is by Burger King, that is a right-in, right-out. And then if you go down to where Safeway's property is at, the driveway is actually getting moved to the north. And the reason for that is so that we have more stacking distance for vehicles going into East Shore Villas. If you're leaving Safeway and going out onto Highway 95 with the new traffic signal, there will be dual lefts to go northbound. So instead of just one lane and traffic's backed up, you know, in front of Terrible's and all the way but into Safeway's parking lot, hopefully this will help that backup on that intersection. On the other side of the road, which is Plata Drive, we are dedicating a right and then a through and a left. Today, it's just a through and a left. Other than that, we'll be moving some pole foundations. We have to put in a whole bunch of drainage pipe. So there'll be underground drainage from Wells Fargo all the way to East Plata where the apartment complexes are. The consultants did do drainage studies, you know, made sure that we're not affecting the property owners. There is retaining walls, and there's also some additional parking for like bigger size vehicles and safe in front of Safeway. We did have to ask for some right of way. We'll be bringing that back to you guys at the next meeting. We're just waiting for final paperwork from some others. And just on the other side of Highway 95, so that one driveway right by Plata, we are making that one more of a radius type driveway instead of the dip down drive up where it's like, you know, when you're driving and you hit the bump, but you don't mean to. We're just making that driveway nicer for to come into that lot too. Other than that, I stand for any questions.
And Mayor and Council, one last thing before question, sorry. Angie had mentioned coming back at the next meeting. We will have one arrangement where we'll have to spend $1,000 on one property acquisition. So as you can imagine, going into this Safeway Plaza, we've had to work with a number of entities through construction easements and or acquiring property. All of them have been great to work with. Safeway, great people. Fred Leeds and others who own property have been awesome to work with. And although I'm a little tough on Wells Fargo, maybe we do have to pay them $1,000 to acquire some of their property. I did plea to them that everyone else was on board with the project and they should be too. Maybe they'll change their mind after they watch the meeting tonight, but chances are we'll probably, in the agreement we bring forward, we'll be asking for your approval on that particular document at the next meeting and potentially paying them $1,000 for a very small piece of their property as it starts that that right turn lane. But the rest of the documents, you'll be very pleased with Safeway and Fred Leeds and the other folks involved that they've been excellent to work with. And again, there's construction easements because we are gonna have to go on their property to build the project, but also we'll need some of their land as well, which they're in fact giving to us as part of the agreement. So I just wanted to add that you will see this again, but this is the construction piece that we need your approval on.
All right, thank you. Vice Mayor, you had something?
Quick question, Angie. For those people that are at the Safeway Center and they want to pull out and go north, are there going to be any additional traffic signals put in there?
No, we're moving one driveway, but there's no additional signals.
Okay, no further questions.
Questions? Comments from the public? Seeing no one rise, Council?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6 as read.
I second it.
The motion is second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 7.
Item number 7, discussion and possible action to approve the construction contract with Perco Rock Company of Cedar City, Utah for the State Route 95 at Laughlin Ranch Boulevard southbound right turn lane project in an amount not to exceed $474,610.62 and authorize the city manager or his designee to execute the contract and issue resulting payments on behalf of the city.
Mayor Head and Council Members, our Public Works Director Angie Johnson will present this item.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter, Mayor and Council. Could you please bring up that picture for me? I just grabbed a pic. This one is the actual striping plan, just so you guys have a visual. Tonight, I asked for you guys' approval to go into contract with Purple Rock. We did advertise this project also on the 20th of August, 27th, 3rd of September, 10th of September. We did end up with three bidders on this project, and Purple Rock was our low bidder. This project consists of just a right turn lane right into the community park. In what it was about 6-7 years ago, when Laughlin Ranch was constructed, we made sure the intersection was ready to expand it. So really the only thing that we have to move for poles or anything is the push button for the ADA handicap ramp. All the underground and everything is ready for that intersection to be fully up for or a right turn lane on that one. And it's just a signal head and stuff. A couple light poles have to be moved, but a very simple project. And I stand for any questions.
Questions?
I just want to clarify that this is also covered in the $8 million we received from the state.
What Angie described before, this is covered as part of that, and there would still be 3.2 remaining. Correct.
All right, thank you. Any in the audience? Seeing no one rise, council.
Motion to approve item number 7 is read.
Second motion.
The motion is second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 8.
Item number 8, discussion and possible action to approve the construction contract with McCormick Construction Company of Bullhead City, Arizona for the City Center Improvement District State Route 95 widening Marina Boulevard to North Oatman Road project in an amount not to exceed $1,630,178 and to authorize the city manager or his designee to execute the contract and issue resultant payments on behalf of the city.
Mayor Head and council members, this is a little bit different on the funding perspective, so I'll just talk about that briefly. This is part of the improvement district where the developer will be paying for this particular right turn lane. So in an improvement district, the city still does the work, bids it out, and then ultimately the developer will ultimately be paying the final bills. This one also has a twist that Eddie Cajera, the assistant city manager, received a $500,000 grant working with this particular developer from the Commerce Authority, which was an economic strengthening project grant received about a year ago. Eddie can answer any questions you have on the grant, but that will be part of the project, and then the developer will pay the remaining portion of it through the improvement district. Angie can talk just briefly about the actual bid here, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter, Mayor and Council. Tonight, I ask for your approval to go into contract with McCormick Construction. This project was also advertised August 20th, 27th, 3rd, and 10th. We did open bids on the 17th. This one, we actually had four bidders. This project is really consisted of access into the property, but also for future traffic signal at North Oatman. We'll be putting in all the conduit and stuff like that, so if it ever does have a traffic signal, it'll be there ready to go. This is pretty much just a widening, so it'll be a right turn lane, kind of like down by Target and stuff, with right in, right outs through the corridor, and then full access at North Oatman at a later date. I stand for any questions.
Questions? Seeing none, anybody from the audience? Seeing nobody rise, council.
Motion to approve item number 8 is written.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 9.
Item number 9, discussion and possible action to adopt ordinance number 2025-10. Approving an amendment to Chapter 12.12 Public Parks of the Bullhead City Municipal Code entitled Jetty Code Amendment 2025 by reference and adopting Resolution Number 2025-R-46 declaring Jetty Code Amendment 2025 a public record.
Mayor Head, Council Members, our Recreation Superintendent Dave Heath will present this item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council Members. Thank you, Toby Cotter, for allowing me to come up and speak on this item. The jetty at Rotary Park, that is the fishing pier that people see out there. It was kind of the earliest start of Rotary Park more than 30 years ago. It was developed as a way to do a couple of things. Number one, it was a way to block the current so it's easier to launch right there. And it, in serving that purpose, it works great. Number two, it was also, you know, since we were putting it there, we decided, or they decided back in those days, I wasn't with the city at that time, that it would be a great idea to have a fishing platform up there too, and in serving that purpose has worked great. We understood, they understood at that time that there was going to be some conflict between people launching boats and people fishing. So there was a lot of discussion back then, and there's been ongoing discussion ever since about, hey, let's all get along. When someone's launching, make sure you're not casting, and vice versa. So that's gone really well. The problem that we have there is the desire for people, for mostly kids, to want to jump off of the jetty. I understand that it's very tempting. It's a platform that goes out into the water. You want to jump off of it and get into the water. We understand that. However, it's just plain unsafe, and it always has been, and it's become more unsafe in recent years because the water fluctuates so much. It can be anywhere from a foot or less, all the way up to 8 feet deep there. But the thing is, you don't always know, and if you're a 12-year-old kid, you certainly don't know. We have the signs up there right now that people can scan and they can see what the water release is. That's all well and good. I don't think many kids are doing that. And even if they are do that, it's not a guaranteed ironclad situation when it comes to those water releases. So we still, we encourage those kids not to jump. And encourage is the key word there, because it's not a law. It's just a rule. We've got signs all over the jetty that say don't jump off the jetty, don't dive off the jetty. Park rangers go to the jetty all the time and are telling kids don't jump off the jetty, don't dive off the jetty. The problem is it's not a law. So there are kids in 2025 that are savvy enough to say, well, forget you. It's not a law. I'm going to do what I want to do. And they go ahead and do their thing anyway. We don't really have much recourse to that. We try to be as firm as we can with them, and many times that works, but sometimes it doesn't, unfortunately, and that's been the case for years, and it seems like it's getting to be a little bit more challenging with kids in these days that are knowing what their rights are or whatever and still doing the wrong thing. So in response to that, this item is to set the law to make sure that kids do not, that nobody jumps or dives off of the jetty. Really for the sake of their own safety. That's the only reason why this is a law that we'd like to introduce, and something that we'd like to add to the city code is just for the safety of individuals at the park. We don't want to see anyone getting hurt. So with that being said, I'll stand for any questions you might have.
Questions? Hearing none, thank you, Dave. Anybody from the audience? Seeing no one rise, council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 9 as read.
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries. Item number 10, discussion and possible action to approve a standing committee for the review and submission of items offered by the U.S. Military Static Deploy Program consisting of the mayor, vice mayor, city manager, and public works director.
Mayor Head, council members, in your packet you'll find an opportunity to create a small, what I would call mostly informal committee, but formalizing it through this council action so that the mayor, vice mayor, city manager, and public works director in the future can get together when there are items available for donation from the U.S. military. The way it used to work and how we got the howitzer was we were on a list and they called us and said, we have a howitzer, would you like to take it? If we would have said no, they would have given it to someone else. We said yes. Well, that list is now going away. So now the way it's going to work is something will appear on a website and you get to submit with many, many other people. They may or may not select you. So rather than bringing you every meeting, should we apply for this or not, the committee can decide if we should apply. If we're actually granted that, then we could bring it back for council approval to accept whatever piece that might be. Just like we did with the howitzer, just like we did with the two Jeeps recently, if there is something that's to be obtained and we as a committee apply and get it, we'll bring it back for acceptance and approval. Any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Questions? Nope. Okay, seeing no questions, anyone from the audience? Come forward, please.
Sean Rehabilitzi, this is an excellent idea. I fully support this. It will definitely streamline and enhance that part of the park, which is greatly needed from a veteran standpoint. Not sure if it would be appropriate, but I'd throw my name in the hat for being part of that committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one, Council, what's your pleasure?
I make a motion to approve item 10 as read.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
I do believe that ends our show for the evening. Thank you for attending. We appreciate your input.
Near crowded beaches. People swimming near these beaches can be hard to see and avoid. Anytime you're in a congested area,